From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Speaker of the House says it plans to conduct its business in Juneau during the upcoming special legislative session. Speaker Bryce Edgman says the state capitol has the infrastructure in place to host the session. He says meeting in Juneau also will allow for the legislature's work to be broadcast on a statewide public affairs channel. Minority House Republicans had asked Edgman to pull the House in hopes of holding a special session in Anchorage instead. Governor Bill Walker has called on lawmakers to meet in Juneau starting next Monday to consider bills dealing with taxes and crime. Senate President Pete Kelly says after convening the session in Juneau, the Senate plans to hold hearings in Anchorage and return to Juneau when there's something to act on. A judge today ruled in favor of the Alaska Democratic Party, allowing independents to run in the party's primary. Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg wrote in his order that the state failed to place sufficient faith in the ability of voters to make informed decisions. The state had defended a law that requires primary candidates be registered members of the party holding a primary. The decision could open a door for Governor Bill Walker to run in the primary if he wants to. When he filed to run for re-election, Walker said he wasn't planning to run in a primary. The Juneau Assembly declined Monday to broaden the sales tax exemption for seniors to include prepared foods, household supplies, and personal care items. Opposition has come from businesses. The Juneau Chamber of Commerce has argued the loosely defined exemptions would be difficult for small businesses to implement. No one testified at Monday's public hearing, yet the Assembly unanimously decided to refer the draft ordinance back to its Finance Committee, effectively stalling the ordinance and giving it more time for review. The initiative is being closely watched as 5 of the 9 Assembly members had pledged in their campaigns to broaden sales tax exemptions for seniors. Until last year, those over 65 were exempt from the city's local sales tax, but that exemption was narrowed to essentials like food and utilities such as heating oil and electricity. The city also offers an annual cash rebate to needy seniors. Local education officials are applying for state money to replace and repair leaky roofs at several Juneau schools. About $5 million is coming in over the next 5 years, earmarked for school maintenance from sales tax money that voters approved in the October 3rd election. Tonight, the Juneau School Board will vote on a capital improvement plan. About $5 million is coming in, but it isn't enough to cover all the roofs.
Ms. Page, do you have other witnesses?
No, Your Honor, the state rests.
That's Prosecutor Amy Page yesterday in the Christopher Strawn homicide trial. Now it's the defendant's chance to present any evidence and testimony that may create doubt among the 14 jurors. Among the last of the prosecution witnesses testifying yesterday was Jesse Linhart, who lives in Sprucewood Trailer Park near Strawn's residence at the Glacier View Trailer Park. Linhart testified Strawn worked for him for a total of 50 hours on a few building jobs. And a quick look at weather. It is 41 degrees with light rain at Juneau International Airport. This afternoon, showers, high near 45. And if you missed the headline, you can subscribe to this newscast as a podcast at ktoo.org/podcast/news-update.